For nearly 1,200 years, the stream of pilgrims trekking the 750 miles from Paris to the Spanish coastal city of Santiago de Compostela has never ceased. Even now, modern pilgrims take up the Camino de Santiago to see the Shrine of St. James and take part in this medieval tradition. Like road trips today, those original travelers punctuated their journey with music, both sacred and secular. Earlier this month, the University of Arkansas Honors College hosted Schola Cantorum and the World Music Ensemble for a performance of Songs from the Camino. People flood the Honor Student Lounge, which is doubling as a concert hall for the night, some sitting on the floor or even leaning on windowsills and broad tables pushed to the back and sides of the wood-paneled room. Schola Cantorum director Stephen Caldwell explains that the songs they're performing tonight are steeped in oral tradition of the Camino, from choral chants that monks would have been singing at cathedrals along the route to the popular Cantigas de Santa Maria. One piece showcases an early form of polyphony, a type of singing invented in the High Middle Ages where singers performed different parts simultaneously.
And what Peñalosa did for us is he took some of the Spanish style and mixed it with some of the Italian style and the Southern French style at the time, and we get a specifically Northern Spanish type of polyphony. So you'll hear two things. You'll hear static chords, where you can very clearly hear the text, and then the static chords will give way to polyphony, where we say the words at a different time. And then it'll come back to saying the words at the same time, right? And this was a hybrid style. This is Peñalosa's Ave Verum Corpus, Hail True Body.
Not all of the music is religious, however. In one of the era's popular folk songs, The Pilgrim of Santiago, singers act out a range of characters from St. James to the devil, as a narrator tells the sordid tale of a pilgrim who spent the night with a prostitute before making his journey. Caldwell says this is the music travelers would have listened to and played around campfires or on the road to Santiago de Compostela.
After this, he set off on his pilgrimage without making confession, and the devil with great speed appeared to him, whiter than ermine, to deceive him at once. He took the form of Santiago and said, "Though I am displeased with you, I bring you salvation for the sin you committed, to keep you from surely being cast into the fiery lake of hell. Instead, you must do precisely what I tell you if you wish to gain my favor. Cut off that part of you by which you fell into the power of the ancient foe, and then cut your own throat."
Joining the choir for these troubadour songs is the 10-piece World Music Ensemble, with percussion, wind, strings, and a few unusual medieval instruments, like the hurdy-gurdy and the santor. Director Nicola Radon says playing medieval music for audiences today is special because it relays a forgotten history.
Actually, the instruments that we have in the ensemble are coming from really ancient times. So, for example, one instrument that is called santur and comes from originally from Persia, from Iran. And that's also another thing that is very important to understand, that the music that traveled to Camino also came from the south, from the actually Arab world too. So the whole Camino route is, you can find a lot of these images on the churches and the portals playing these non-Western musical instruments that we didn't have in the Western world. That's why we have from that time a predecessor of guitar or violin. Before that, I mean, that was the Arab lute called oud or rebec, which is the predecessor of violin. As well, we have the other one, which is the hurdy-gurdy. Instrument that will basically is good to use with the storytelling, if you want. And the whole Camino de Santiago is a lot of kind of oral tradition, people telling story and while rolling the hurdy-gurdy.
Engineering student Mashid Irana Parast, originally from Iran, plays the santor in the ensemble. She began playing to reconnect with the instrument from her homeland. But the music of the Camino, she says, is unlike anything she's played before.
It's totally different than what I usually play. A new experience with lots of new musical instruments, and there are some of the instruments that never have been played with santur, and today was the first day of that.
This past summer, students from the Honors College made their own journey along the Camino. Dean Linda Kuhn, also a medieval historian, was one of the faculty members leading the trip. She says the concert acts as a companion to the Camino course and is a way for others here in Arkansas to wake the dead, even if just for a night.
The idea that we are right now in the Honors College are singing pieces of music that were sung by pilgrims in the 13th century is very appealing. Or in the case of the great, the song they sang by Père Hautin, who's a composer from about 1200, and, you know, in his own day is a rock star. It's just not usually what you hear. So I think it kind of enlivens the idea you had the sacred music and then you had this more bawdy pilgrims. It's the kind of things they would have been singing as they walked across the Pyrenees.
Architecture student Anna Ebru went on the Camino trip this summer and even sang with other students and faculty along the route. She says their performances helped resurrect an authentic atmosphere.
There was a time when we were in Arles, and we went to a cemetery, and there was this, mausoleum that had excellent acoustics. We did a demo, and the echoes, everything was perfect. So it was really nice finding places where we could sing, and the music really felt like it could move people more. It really made me feel like the trip was worth it more, being able to sing along quietly so I don't disrupt. But I think the trip is a very good opportunity for people to learn about the past.
While the medieval world that sparked this pilgrimage may have long since faded, tonight's concert certainly proves that the legacy of the Camino lives on, even here, centuries and miles from where it began. For the KUAF Arts Beat, I'm Daniel Carruth.